Munir el-Haddadi was born in El Escorial, Madrid, and grew up in nearby Galapagar on a street likened to a little Morocco. His Moroccan father, Mohamed el-Haddadi Arbaqui, came to Spain in a fishing boat at age 18 and is now a chef. His mother, Sega Mohamed Hadou, hails from the Spanish autonomous city of Melilla on the north coast of Africa. She is a former kitchen hand who now looks after Munir's three siblings. Up to the age of 14, Munir was a fan of Real Madrid. After starting at Galapagar and Santa Ana, Munir scored 32 goals in 29 matches playing for CF Rayo Majadahondas Cadiz A team, on loan from Atletico Madrid, after impressing during a trial. However, both Atletico and Real Madrid turned down the opportunity to bring him into their ranks. As a result, he attracted interest from a number of sides, such as Manchester City, but signed for Barcelona's youth academy the following summer. Munir made his youth league debut with the juvenile side against Ajax U19, where he scored 2 goals. He scored braces against Milan U19 and Copenhagen U19, finishing the tournament scoring 11 goals in 10 matches. He scored a brace in the final against Benfica U19. After being an unused substitute against Tenerife and Deportivo de la Coruña, Munir made his professional debut for Barcelona B in a 1-2 away win against Mallorca in the second division, coming as a 72nd-minute substitute for Sandro. He scored his first goal as a senior player in a 2-1 home win against Girona. Munir made his official debut for the first team in La Liga against Elche at Camp Nou. He started the match and scored the second goal of an eventual 3-0 win before being substituted after 67 minutes for Pedro. 8 days short of his 19th birthday, he became Barcelona's third youngest goalscorer after Bojan and Lionel Messi. Munir was a nominee for the Golden Boy Award. He was sent off for 2 bookings in Barcelona B's 0-1 defeat at Llagostera, as the season ended with relegation to Segunda Division B. He played 3 matches apiece in Barcelona's successful runs in the Copa del Rey and Champions League, but was not included in the matchday squads for either final. He was an unused substitute for their 5-4 win over Sevilla in the Super Cup. He scored his first Barcelona goals since his debut, scoring 2 in a 6-1 win over Villanovense as Barcelona advanced by the same score on aggregate in the domestic cup, starting due to Messi and Neymar's injuries in the semifinals of the year's FIFA Club World Cup in Yokohama. He won a penalty kick when fouled by Guangzhou Evergrande Taobao's Huang Bowen, from which Luis Suarez finished his hat-trick to send Barcelona into the final, 3-0. The South American duo returned for the final, which Barcelona won 3-0 against River Plate with Munir unused. Profiting from Suarez's suspension, he scored both goals in a cup win at city rivals Espanyol, putting Barcelona into the quarterfinals 6-1 on aggregate. He was unused for the final, a 2-0 extra time win over Sevilla, but with 5 goals was one of as many players to finish as the tournament's top scorer, among them Messi and Suarez. He came on as a substitute in the 76th minute and scored to double Barcelona's lead over Sevilla in the Supercopa de España first leg to give Barcelona a lead of 2 goals in the second leg. He moved to fellow La Liga club Valencia on a season-long loan. He was handed the number 9 previously worn by Paco Alcácer, who had moved in the opposite direction. Munir made his debut, replacing Santi Mina after 63 minutes of a home game against Real Betis, and his rebounded header was scored by Ezequiel Garay in a 2-3 defeat. He scored his first goal for Los Che, coming on at halftime for Martin Montoya and equalizing at the Mestalla against his parent club in a loss by the same score. He joined Deportivo Alaves on a season-long loan deal. He made his debut 9 days later in a 1-0 loss at Celta de Vigo, replacing Enzo for the final 33 minutes. He scored his first goal for the Basques, opening a 2-1 win at Levante. In the reverse fixture the following 1 March, he was sent off for diving in a 1-0 win at the Mendizorroza Stadium. He was offered the chance to renew his contract with Barcelona before its expiration in the summer, but refused to do so. Barcelona assured him that he would not play for the club again and has been favored to be sold by coach Ernesto Valverde, saying it would be for the best. Several clubs from England and Italy were interested in the forward, but Sevilla was able to claim him for a fee of around 1 million euros. The transfer was completed. Munir made his Sevilla debut in a 2-0 loss at Athletic Bilbao, replacing Roque Mesa for the final 12 minutes. He scored his first goals, one in each leg of a Europa League last 16 tie against Slavia Prague, who nonetheless won 6-5 on aggregate, and finished the league season with 5 goals in 16 games, including in a 2-0 win against Athletic on the final day to qualify for the continental tournament again. He scored a hat trick in a 5-2 Europa League group win at Dudelange, which put his team through to the last 32 and bought his tally in the competition to 5. Munir scored his first Champions League goal in a 2-1 away win over Krasnodar. That goal came in the stoppage time to grant his team a place in the knockout stages. Getafe have signed Munir after falling off the first team map under Sevilla coach Julen Lopetegui. Munir was born and raised in Spain, the son of a Moroccan father, and was eligible to represent either nation internationally. It was rumored Qatar had offered Munir a financial deal to take that country's nationality and represent the nation, which was set to host the World Cup. Munir was called up for the first time as one of 21 players for Albert Salade's Spain under 21 team to face Hungary and Austria. However, after an injury to Diego Costa, Vicente del Bosque called Munir up to the senior squad for the first time ahead of a Euro qualifier against Macedonia. He made his debut in that match, replacing Koch for the final 13 minutes of a 5-1 victory at the Estadi Ciutat de Valencia. He said after the match he never considered playing for Morocco. Munir and the Royal Moroccan Football Federation, FRMF, had contacted FIFA to change his allegiance to Morocco. However, a FIFA spokesman denied any contact and said the player was ineligible for a switch. On Munir and the FRMF's request, the Court of Arbitration for Sport began debating FIFA's rules on switching allegiances. His appeal to represent Morocco was denied. Following a rule change by FIFA that allowed a player to change their national team, provided they had made 3 or fewer appearances in qualifiers before the age of 21, Munir once again attempted to switch from Spain to Morocco and was called up to their national team. Nevertheless, this switch was also rejected by FIFA on the grounds that Munir had played for the Spain U21 team after turning 21. FIFA published the eligibility requirements for national teams, and Munir received the green light to represent Morocco, as he played once for Spain before he turned 21. Munir made his debut for Morocco, playing the full 90 minutes as the team drew 0-0 away to neighboring Mauritania to qualify for the Africa Cup of Nations. 4 days later at the Prince Moulay Abdellah Stadium, he scored the only goal of the game against Burundi. Munir was called up for the final tournament, held in Cameroon. After 2 substitute appearances, he started in the quarterfinals, a 2-1 extra time loss to Egypt. Munir did not play in his first World Cup due to injury. He is known for his technical skills, quick feet, and ability to score goals. Munir's playing style is characterized by his agility and acceleration, which allow him to get past defenders and create scoring opportunities. He is also known for his dribbling ability, close control of the ball, and vision to create chances for his teammates. He is comfortable playing as a central striker or on either wing, and he is equally effective in all 3 positions. He has a good understanding of the game and is able to read the movements of his teammates, often making incisive runs to create space and opportunities for himself and his teammates. Overall, he is a dynamic and versatile player who can make a significant impact on the game with his technical skills and attacking prowess. Remember to follow Golia. If you enjoyed the episode, tap the love heart and share it with a loved one. You can always comment on the episode via Spotify mobile app by replying to the episode question. Your comment will get pinned to the episode for everyone on Spotify mobile app to read and react to it.